The following podcast contains spoilers.
Hey, it's Joe Bunzarelli.
All right, we did a recording, and then me and Bob kind of went off tangent and started talking about pretty much everything. So here we go.
This is the Bunzarelli Show.
So, talk about seeing something in the theater versus watching a show. What's your best movie theater movie? I got mine easy.
The go-to is Avatar, but I don't really think so. I think it was a visually cool experience because it was like new. It was time. I think Endgame.
Endgame, yeah. But you know what? Avatar still beats Endgame for me.
Yeah.
Avatar, I've seen Avatar in 3D. And I haven't even enjoyed 3D movies much since, to be honest with you. I don't care for them. They're usually darker.
Yeah.
And there's always a problem with them, you know, which is just me being an old grumpy complainer.
Yeah.
But Avatar utilized it better than I've ever seen anyone do before or after. Like, even just the beginning, before they got to the planet, they're just, like, coming off of the plane. And they're just – because it's just – they're all, like there's storming – beaches of Normandy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're coming out for war. The 3D was so cool. And then the effects were so cool. Everything. And then I heard some people like dog in the movie. They're like, oh, it was just a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care, dude. It was like going to Universal. It was like going to Universal Studios.
No, it was an immersive experience. And I remember I saw the first Avengers in 3D and it was cool. But it wasn't what Avatar did. I don't know what the difference was or the secret sauce, but it was just not like the same. I don't know what to tell you. It's like I just saw Iron Man like kind of sticking out from the scenery. Like it just looked like with 3D.
Yeah.
It looked like with 3D used to, like 3D was a certain thing. Avatar took it to a next level, and then everybody else just went back to the thing they were doing before
Avatar.
Yeah, like, didn't you guys learn?
Yeah. I went to another one after that. I'm like, okay, apparently I love 3D movies. I was like, nah, I don't. It was just that one. Endgame is a good second. There's all so much buildup for Endgame. I enjoyed it, but it was kind of high anxiety because I'm like, oh man, someone's going to die.
Well, you know what else they did very good about Endgame was the secrecy. Because they didn't, they only showed you like the first 10 minutes of the movie in the trailers. They never showed you anything. Like, they never showed you anybody coming back. They barely showed you the time travel. Like, they're like, oh, they're going to do something. Fans put together, oh, they're going to time travel because it looks like the Hank Pym suit. But they never showed you like everything was.
We had no idea.
I was in the theater. When people picked up the camera, like the hammer, like I could have been on one of those reaction videos where you hear the theater, you know, see them go wild. Like I lived that. Like, oh my gosh. It was just.
That was something.
Yeah. The heroes coming
back.
That was
a big one.
That was a really good theater experience because the way they kept it secret. But I'll tell you what, I think this, going back, if this Mandoverse movie happens, I think they're gonna pull the same kind of thing. If they do it real secret, they're gonna pull some stuff out. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, as big as they've gone in some of the things in the show, and some of the storylines, how big the storylines are. Oh, we got Grogu, baby, baby Grogu in there.
You got
a lot of cool stuff going on, and they really expanded with this last trailer. This really expanded that universe more than, you know.
The Ahsoka trailer.
Boba and Mando, Boba and Mando, they were living on the same planet for both the shows. But now you're just in this whole new, world, literally.
Yeah. What do you think of...
it's going to be some cool stuff.
I showed you Secret Wars. We haven't talked about that much. What was your kind of gist on that? Hang on one second. And obviously the time is recording. Secret Wars hasn't come out yet. But what did you think about that?
Is that the one with
Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson
with Nick Fury with the aliens and the Skrulls.
Yes. That looks great. That looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see they were even doing it. Like, I'd never heard. You know, I try not to look because I don't want to, you know, see spoilers. And there's, especially Star Wars and Marvel, they have so many like fake headlines that you got to be careful. So I just kind of not pay attention until you tell me something. but that looks very good.
And the thing is with Marvel and Star Wars is a lot of these like these expos and these shareholder meetings, they make so many announcements and then some of the stuff doesn't happen. So some stuff you forget about until like they show you the trailer. But that looks different. It looks very it doesn't look as grounded as, how can I explain it? Like the Daredevil stuff is all grounded and then you have your, you know, your WandaVision kind of stuff, but this has its own look, like you said about tones. Before that, it's got its own tone to it. That's very
it's got like a Mission Impossible, kind of, sort of like rated R action drama movie. So I didn't even see what it's rated, but it just had that look to it. It did, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you could say it wasn't a Marvel movie and it looked badass.
It looks very story driven. Like it doesn't look like it's going to lead into like the next movie, or it looks like an open and closed story, which Marvel really needs to be doing more of, like, you know.
Yeah. And it has the one actor I like a lot in it. Ben something. He was in
Middleston, the one from Rogue One. Yeah. Middleston, I believe. Rogue One. Yeah. He's great. I loved him as that. He's playing that same Skrull. I don't have his name, but I loved him in Captain Marvel. I just loved his interactions with Nick Fury, and especially to get that history like from like 30 or 40 years ago, whatever it was. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's right. You're bringing me back to when one of the Marvel movies ended and the whole thing where he was disguising himself as Nick Fury.
Yeah. It was a Spider-Man. Yeah. And it was like, that was a Far From Home. The one with Mysterio.
Yeah. That was a real big, okay, something's coming from this. And then we forgot about it.
Yeah.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, it was a hint.
That's what they're doing with it.
And even Maria Hill is like, oh, you've been gone for so long, this and that, and he comes back. But I like it's very character-driven. I also like the Don Cheadle's in there. So if he does need some backup, I love me some War Machine. So I'm cool with that. Because when the Iron Man comics, there's certain comics back in the 90s, you know, they would reboot certain stuff and make number ones again, X-Men number one. Yeah. It was good for like, especially like when you and me were kids, we were collecting comics and it was like, oh, X-Men one, I could start here. Maybe this comic would be worth, which nothing from the 90s is worth anything because everybody was thinking that. But the point is like, oh, this I could start here. And I remember Iron Man, it was like, I just saw a random thing. I saw a cover of War Machine and I'm like, oh my God, that looks awesome. And it was like, because he took over as Iron Man. And I'm like, oh, I could just jump on here. But the look was so cool. That's when Iron Man 2, like, I was all about it because of War Machine. Like, I'm a big War Machine fan. So, like, any chance I get to see him is cool. I like the way Don Cheadle portrays him.
I like Don Cheadle as him, but it's hard. I had a hard time shaking the change of actors. And I still do, because I like that first actor.
Terrence Howard?
In Iron Man 1. Yeah, I liked him a lot. So Cheadle's awesome, and he's been there so long, and it's funny. I still always think of the other guy when I see him. Like, oh, there's number two.
Did you watch other shows that he does or something? Because I don't watch anything Terrence Howard's in. So maybe it just like I was a little thrown off when it first happened, but I kind of got over it. Like I just accept Don Cheadle. But I guess if you were kind of invested in Terrence Howard before, I see how that would be hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking to see. Yeah, I'm just skimming through movies of his right now. I don't know which. Oh, Crash, he was in.
Okay,
that was really good. And
gotcha.
He's in Prisoners. That was really good. And that's enough. I guess that was it. It's funny. I can't even think of it. I just knew I liked him. Maybe I liked him just a lot from that movie. He was good with Iron Man in that movie.
Yeah, he had a good dynamic with him and stuff. More as it grew because a couple movies, you know what it was? They did a lot of movies together in a short amount of time because it was just like, it was, what was it? It was Iron Man 2, then all of a sudden, boom, Iron Man 3, Avengers 2, he showed up. He showed up in the two other Avengers movies, Infinity War, Endgame, and it rebuilt that bond pretty quick with the new actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when they're like trying to lift Thor's hammer and he goes, hey bro, you're representing or what? Like that kind of stuff I liked. That little like dynamic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like, you know, some of the jokes he made, like when he knocks out Star-Lord. Oh yeah, Guardians. Guardians is going to be another good one. You know?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Guardians is on the radar, but was James Gunn said something funny. He goes, he said, you know, it's hard. It's just hard to follow Endgame. And I could see that being true.
Yes. Yeah. And I was talking to the kid about that with, sorry to cut you off, but I was talking to the kid about that. And that was the whole thing we're saying, like, you know, it seems like that's why I think that's part of the whole taking all the new movies to just different worlds altogether.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're just going somewhere else. We're just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we killed Earth. Like, there's no that whole Avengers, anywhere they've been, anyone they know. Let's just leave there and go to this other. Let's go underwater. Let's go out in space. Yeah. Let's go over here. Because, yeah, it's hard to follow that. Because that was X-Men, you know, like so many movies leading up to Endgame. And it was just such a climactic, like, powerful thing. Like, I was crying in that movie, not just when people were dying, but just people coming back.
Yeah, yeah. Like an emotional. Yeah, things that pull.
Yeah.
When you get vested in your heartstrings, and guess what? That's going to be the kind of stuff that happens with this this Mandoverse movie again. If they do it right, we've been like, unlike Darth Vader, well, now we know so much more about Darth Vader from like the prequels and the Clone Wars and the cartoons. But like, we're going into this thing, spending three seasons with Mandalorian, five cartoons with Ahsoka. You know what I'm saying? Like all these characters.
Yeah.
It's going to be some heavy, heavy stuff. It's going to be very... I'm talking about all the movies. If any movie from Star Wars could replicate the magic of Endgame, the Dave Filoni Star Wars thing will. And that's not putting a weight on Dave Filoni. That's putting a weight on the setup that's been done with these characters. And they all have these histories, much like Marvel. The problem with Marvel is it made itself event-based and it built up towards the event. So now it's like, and they tell you, that's the problem, because they announce, like, well, now we're in phase 5, and now we're going to get into phase 6. So now we're waiting for the payoff. We're waiting, like, okay, they introduce Kang, what's Kang going to do? I don't know.
Yes and no, because they're having, like, you got Kane in it, but it's less, you know, with the Avengers and with the, it was like, okay, we have 6 rings to get. So it's like, they got the first one, they got the second one. So it's a countdown.
Yeah.
So they're, you know what I mean? So they're kind of forcing it on you, like, all right, here's a reminder. You're just watching one of a series. This is the longest TV show ever that you're watching.
Yeah.
It's not a single movie. Where the new Marvel movies, yes, Kane's in them. Or Krang?
Kang.
Kang. He's in them. But I don't feel like missing. They feel more standalone movies than any of the Avengers or Marvels did in that phase ever did.
You know what? As
in this phase, they feel standalone.
I'm actually thinking of it as you're saying it. I say that so many times, but it's the truth. It's like, it's like almost Marvel is all over the place right now, which is actually going to be the big event. The big event is you see how all these guys being all over the place comes back together. Like,
yeah,
you'll see. Whatever happens, it's like all of a sudden you're going to see, we watch Sam Wilson become Captain America, and all of a sudden he's going to show up as Captain America, like straight up, I'm Captain America. Done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're going to see Ant-Man, you're going to, you know, we got Kang and we know a little more about him. We're probably going to learn more in Loki, and then like Shang-Chi, we haven't seen him in a while, and he was awesome. Like that, those kind of things. So you know what? It is coming, it's going to come around full circle again. So I think it is going to be kind of cool. I think it's going to be better than people are expecting. You know what I mean? They're just,
yeah.
People are getting impatient because they're like, I want my Endgame now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took us 10 years to get to Endgame. We got to, you know, rebuild again.
Who wants another? Yeah, I don't want another Endgame. That was traumatic.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
I don't need it. It was still much. It was great. It was awesome. You know, it was what a finale, but that's what makes it great. It was like, it's climactic. It's done. I don't need another one.
Yeah.
You know? Don't bring any of them back and give them different names and then do it again.
Yeah, you're right. Make different movies and different characters.
Make movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like you and me. You and me were in love with the Batman trilogy. We were one of the greatest shows we ever done was the Christopher Nolan trilogy. And then we liked the new Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We liked him.
Oh, did you see they're doing a Joker too?
Oh, yeah, with Lady Gaga. That's going to be good. I got a really good feeling about that one. Like
that should be real good.
Yeah, I think they're going to go really – because she's supposed to be Harley Quinn. And I think it's going to be very interesting. If they're going into that psychological kind of thing, it's going to be that's going to be very, very cool. Bob, thanks for being here.
Yeah, man.
And we'll see you guys.